Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Grandpa.
There we go.
Yeah, now.
There we go.
Somebody sent today, I say, this letter for Dr. Shannon.
Recording in progress.
I did a mistake. I said, why I spelled it wrong? And I swear to God, you grandpa.
That's right. All right, are we ready to go? Buttons are pushed. Wonderful. 6 o'clock, call to order the special meeting of the Board of Directors of the Ottawa Water District. May 6th, 6 p.m. Our mission statement is to provide reliable water and sewer service in a safe, cost-effective, environmentally sound manner in accordance with community needs. Roll call.
Director
Olson.
Here.
Director Steinberg.
Here.
Director Davis.
Here.
Vice President
Friedberg.
Here.
President
Chubb.
Here.
Erwinson?
Four.
Instead of
Grandpa.
Oh, Grandpa. Sorry.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
I'm so young to say Grandpa.
Get that on the, yeah. Get that on the recording.
We need to use to say
President Grandpa.
Any public comments? No, good. And we'll go right to our discussion items. Board workshop. The board will discuss various capital improvement projects and budget items. Any comments before we get going? Mr. Olson, any questions?
No.
Mr. Stanford?
None.
Mr. Davis?
None.
Vice President Prever?
No.
I don't have any, but I appreciate this map that we have here. I think it's great for us to become familiar with all the storage facilities that we have. We've got quite a bit of storage for our district. I think we're all very pleased about that. And now this is the whole water district, right?
Correct, that's our service area.
Okay. And then the sewer district is kind of snuck in the middle there.
All the way at the bottom left, yeah, Isomata area.
Okay.
There's a little X. Wastewater treatment plant.
Got it. Total storage, 3.702 million gallons. That's great.
A lot of water.
That is. That's great. Thank you. All right. Well, let's proceed. Go ahead, General Manager.
I have a slideshow first, and after that we'll jump into the budget.
Okay.
Please enjoy the watching.
Talk about the history for last year. What's going on with the district for history and future? So, this first slide. This slide telling you what's going on. Before I start, you need to assume I did the May and June assumption, like for the same thing. So, when I do it, like it's 12 months, but actually, we still have May and June, but I did it on assumption. So, for the base rate, as you see, for residential, 78,000, and commercial, 29,000. And with those, like, always fixed amount, all the months, and we have a sales water for residential and commercial. As you see, like, variance in hot summer, in August 25, is 62,000, for example, the sales for water. People start using water more, and commercial is the same thing. But we have quantity of residential more than commercial. So we have around 175 account for commercial, and the rest of residential. So this assuming everything running very well, is a total of coming 2,180,380 for billing for the 12 months. If you have any question, please ask.
The other revenue seems inconsequential, but that's fees?
Sales. It's variance, the other two.
No, it says other revenue.
Yeah, other revenue is like anybody use construction for an outside, anybody paying fee for anything.
Okay.
So those like a little bit, 2,909.
Yeah.
But we depend, of course, about the base rate and the sales.
Right.
and this a chart showing the base rate for residential, this number one for us, and base rates for commercial, the yellow one, and the sales for water, residential and commercial. So you can tell here the total for base rate, 947,000, which is a fixed amount of the 12 months, and total base commercial, 348,000, and the sales, of course, a variance. So residential still top 467,000, and commercial 352,000. Total 2.115392, and other revenue 2,909, which comes total 2,118,382. And here is a monthly payment to show how the district very efficiency for collection, which is very good with Tyler help with this all. So you can see this for actual number for 8 to 9 months. So you can see all the collection, total payment for July 58, for August 217, for September 211, all this actual number. The only 2 months, May and June, is assumption.
These are payments for August received in September?
Months behind, like August received for July. Because when we increase the rate, we increase it in August. And September represents August, so we charge in late months. And this chart show you what's going on for base rate. And the base rate is the payment, all the payment showing to you. And this is a comparison, how is the billing going with the payment. So this very nice schedule is showing the billing, for example, for July 202 and the payment 158. And of course, this variance for months to months and how much you collect. So sometimes it's going up like September over payment because it's variance for the previous months. Totally, we have outstanding around 17,000. Which brings a total around 90% collection.
That's very good.
And this comparison with chart between the billing and payment, you can see so close head to head between the billing and payment. And this is the sewer. The sewer, we don't have sales, we have fixed rate, never change unless it's a new year. So we have 30,000 residential, the income, and commercial 63,000.
A little question.
Sure, sir.
Going back one.
Sure.
When that is extremely close, that's
yes.
Excellent collections. To have 17,000, is that something that just kind of rides, that's typically about there? I mean, it goes up and down $1,000.
Yes, this is very good. This means outstanding 17,000.
Right.
This
right.
Sometimes is a house in lien. You cannot collect it. She just spoke with Tyler about, she told me what we're going to put to the lien house. I said, we keep going. Like,
right.
I wish it's going to sell. But this outstanding stuff.
Yeah, that's exceptionally. Yeah. That's just
But
amazing.
This is actually a very actual number. Right?
Mm-hmm.
The 9 months is excellent. Like,
because my business does maybe a 10th or an 8th or a 16th of what yours does, and I have almost that much outstanding, you know, because it's just hard to collect.
Yeah,
I mean, we have
very, very restricted policy, to be honest. We charge a late fee first, and after that, if anything goes bad, we're going for lien and all start. So,
but
we
That's
are very, very, we try to go closer, but unfortunately, she has no hand to collect a
right.
lien house. Uh-huh. What I wish somebody buying the house.
You can,
I'm with you.
You can lean on my back.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. You don't have anything to hold against them. Like,
And this is the sewer, totally 93,000. And this number is very important. With the loan, we're going to get it in July. Not really they'll work on it. So we collect every month. Should be billing every month, actually. 93,000 every month. And you can tell here the base rate for commercial better than the water. Here I depend on commercial for sewer better than the water for residential, it doesn't have that much because we count less. We count by EDU. Here, tell you total amount for base rate for residential, 360. For commercial, 761,000. Total amount, 1.121172 for total sewer. Plus, sometimes we collect an inspection fee, so around 865 estimate. And this another one for the monthly payment. Here we can tell you how much you're collecting. It's very the same thing. Most likely like 104, 98, 92. But this one can tell you the comparison very nice. So we have a billing 93,000, 71,000, 104. Sometimes we have customer come and pay for, because actually the demographic for the city change. We have a lot of people out of the city. So they like to be in front. So this tell you totally outstanding 15,729. And this fixed amount, like we don't have any other stuff. But this billing amount, 93,000, will help us when we apply for the loan, because it will be around 50 grand, the payment for $10 million. And here is the sewer billing. Total bill 1121172. Total payment 1105443. So close amount around 20,000. Those are top people using in town right now. Either wire my Shark Tank. They're using 950,000 cubic feet per year. And South Bay Cable is a factory, what we have here. And Riverside County Park, 94,000. And the Trail Park, 68,000. And the Ferrer Restaurant, 82,000. ID Fort is a fort in downtown, 45,000. And community church. You need to take into concern some people have a big leak, so unfortunately it count automatically. In this time, like the community church, unfortunately, they have a big leak, so it came to, I told the first question to Tyler, why is the church using a lot of water? What they have? And she told me, oh, they have a big leak so much. CRR, the company for trash, the same problem. And this is a chart show you who's your top people for using water in this city. And this divided for commercial, we have around 175 commercial account, governmental 10, motels 37, restaurant 19, food mart 5, church 9, appliance 13.
What is appliance?
Like anybody fixing stuff like Steve Malton, for example, we count him as appliance. And this bank and financial, we have some, and dentists and doctors, professional 7. Inactive people out of business 5. We already before 180, but we went to down 175. And this annual water sales, this gave you the sales by quantity, by CF, cubic feet. Last year, comparison with this year, with assumption May and June. But if everything running very well, we'll go record for 10.77.2. Last year was 10.015.699. In December, we have Idlewild Art fill out the tank. This is why I was so happy with 780. Went out. And this all the cubic feet for 10 years record. So in 15-16, it was 10,960,420. 1066 in 16-17. And went very high in 2023. This one we have a high residential in town, and we select will go up. and they still use a sharp saw close, all the column you can tell. And this is the cells. The cells are what I focus in. Last one is with the production. So this is the cells. See, the, our cells are almost 10 million, 10 million, 10 million for 2023, 24. And this one, and the guys try to focus to narrow the leak. And this let the cells, the production close to the cells. So you can tell. The only thing that would be variance is the tanks. Because we need our tank all the time full. He likes the tank all the time, 3.7 million full. And this is a shot show you the best year was 17, 18, but 24, 25 doing very well. Mm-hmm. That really would be a good record. And this is a comparison, very nice shot show you between the
That last slide shows that 24, 25, we had a lot of sales in cubic feet. Looks like 17, 18 was similar. Did we notice any production problems, well level problems, anything like that?
Mr. Ben?
No, we had no issues with any wells, reservoirs, or pumping stations.
Everything seemed to be fine.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
And this is a comparison between the production and sales. You can tell each month here, July and August, and this is why you're getting so closer. 1.320 and the sales 1.217. The variance should be the tanks. Unless we have a big leak. And this comparison chart can tell you what's going on. Production is the blue, sales is the red. Of course, most of the time production will be higher than the sales. And here, what we spent last year, this can tell you a very nice schedule for a strawberry tree. We spend 751,000, and for the sharp roofing, we spend 92,000. We purchased two truck for 92,000. We purchased two generator for 29,000. We purchased mini excavator for 45,000. We got a trailer for 10,000. We got a concrete at the lake for 30,000. We expecting to receive the next week the water truck for 59,000.
So is the begging balance what you ask for every year?
Yeah, if we, sometimes when we have a construction progress, like if we do pipeline and you guys extended like last year when you asked to do Fern Valley Bridge, when we did it like until Fern Valley and the board decide to complete with ALCO all the way to the end. This is why we put a beginning balance.
But oh, a beginning, not begging.
No.
I thought that's what you were asking for.
I told the head to review, I said, Mr. Steve, or can you? And he said, please. 1,111,000 for the total. And sewer, we have 455,000 for CRWA. And CEQA for the new project. So, if you want to go through the budget, this is what we expect for budgeting.
Can I ask a quick question? Because
sure.
The water truck, was that in this last year's budget?
Last year, not this year. Last year.
Like 2 years ago?
1 year ago, yeah. You can see
24, 25?
Yeah, 23, 24.
Oh, 23, 24.
Yeah.
So it's just like carried over. Okay.
Carry over.
Okay, okay.
To be honest, he insisted on it, and because he was thinking to buy a trailer with water tank, and he changed his mind. He said, we have a water already in the budget.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we're going to be putting in the parade for 4th of July. Yeah. So this total amount, 1,000,011.
So the water truck's pulling the big text trailer in the freight?
No. Well, we have to use the dump truck for that. It doesn't have the hitch weight.
So this is the total amount we expect after the rate increase, as we have it, 2,139 for water, 1,215 for sewer.
How does that compare to this year?
1 second, sir. Here. So this last year and this expecting next year for 2026, 5% raise. So this for real is coming next year for base rate 340 and total amount to 179. And this all the expense, if you have any question for expense, expecting between 3% to
5%. What's this called?
Appreciation.
What column is this? What year?
Last year. I have it here.
Last year, this year, next year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So 24, ended 24, ended 20, no, ended 25,
yes.
Ended 26, ending 20. 27.
Yes.
And the percentage change is from column?
Yes. Like along as you see, 4%, 3%. Like legal fee increases this year for exhibiting for anything. But
so the negative is a negative variance. In other words, it's going up.
Yes. It's average percentage.
Yeah.
And this the taxes. And this is what we're going to spend in CIP, capital improvement for water, 300,000 for tank number 5. And irrigation, which I did a mistake, but I fixed it for Mr. Steve Notice. Thank you. I actually said, fix it, you will find it out. I started by R. And Bert told me it's irrigation. So 120 and 95 for Reno. So total coming 515,000 expect to spend.
Nothing left on your list? Not right now. but we may not be doing those, so, but it's on the list.
So if you have any questions, 3 items for $500,000.
Nothing else on the list, other than the wastewater plant. The wastewater plant, I'm not worried about. Okay, just looking at other things.
Yeah.
You don't have any... You don't have any pipes to repair, you don't have any, not at this time.
I have a strange kind of question. Is Iowa Alerts on the sewer?
Yeah, yes.
But not Tacos Pines. Are they coming?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're on septic tanks.
Yeah, that's Spring Valley.
Thank you.
They're not on that system.
Fern Valley has also water for AstroCamp. We don't do water for AstroCamp. I imagine they're a pretty large user. Is that correct, Jess?
Yeah.
I think Tacos Pines, they're off Fern Valley. Do they own water system?
They do, but they have the ability to use the district water if they need to. Yeah, they have their own water system. Yeah.
Well, potable water versus non-potable, probably.
AstroCamp is definitely our biggest.
Yeah. And you wouldn't be willing to do any trades or anything for us to, you know, it's coming up. The season's coming up, isn't it? Free agency and all that stuff.
We're supposed to continue the pipeline project for the diversion. But we put that on hold because of the amount of money it's going to take to do that. And Hosni wants to fill up his reserves again. Before we approach that project, so for any pipeline project, we put it on hold until he can get the money where he wants it. Do we have any CIP carryover that we haven't used?
No, for water, no.
But he liked to do the diversion in the highway, and this will cost so much. So he brought an idea to solve the problem.
So we're looking at approving a CIP budget for half a million.
What do you think CIP is about? So do you have any comment or approval? Because the only thing I'd like to pay your attention, Bill speeding up with the law, with the state, and you send them, you will see it in the meeting May 20 to go ahead with approval for 10 million. Mm-hmm.
Mr. Olson, any questions?
No.
Mr. Stumpert?
No.
Mr. Davis?
Employee expenses are about 7% wages.
Yeah, because we have 5% COLA, and we're doing evaluation for interview in September. Back to the GM, but one like we're doing evaluation for the people outside, but we change it from 0.5 to 0.25. Okay. So we got 0 or 2.5.
Thank you.
Vice President Prieper?
I had a question. Okay. I just had a question on the medical insurance. I see it's at budget at 172. Is 180 enough? It's not going up that much. I mean, that always seems to be one of the biggest.
They increase this year one more, but I agree with you. The only thing they don't know until January.
I just wondered, like, is 8,000?
Yeah.
Is 8,000 enough?
I agree with
you. You're bigger than I am, and I know they always take a jump.
I can adjust it if you want.
I'm just
but the only thing I ask is that. Because they change the rate for doctor in January, they go calendar.
Yeah, right.
So I hope we keep the 6 months is the same as I got. Yeah.
But you know, that's one that it's not going down, it's just going up.
This year we have a big raise for them, yes, I agree.
That's the only thing I saw that I was worried whether that was going to be enough.
The only thing I try to be optimistic about the 6 months to be the same rate I have right now.
Right.
And getting worse in general.
We're aggressively pursuing grants and funding for the sewer project. And it's a possibility that we'll get some funding come January, or when would we possibly get some funding?
So the $10 million is being voted on in a board meeting in July, and that's once that's approved, I don't know when they'll actually allocate the funds. We haven't got that far yet, but once it's approved, then we got to go through the initial funding process, finding out what the interest rate's going to be, the terms of the loan, that kind of thing. That'll be probably the next step once that money is approved, so that we can approve that money or approve that loan on our own terms, whether or not we want to accept that. So that'll be up and coming, but July, they want to have this completed for July. So anyways, that's kind of the timeline that I have up until now.
Okay, I'll get to it in just a second. So is there a possibility that we'll receive some funding next year?
Absolutely, as far as I can tell. I just don't know their timeline.
Right. So, I mean, we can't plan for it because we don't know whether we'll get it or not.
Correct.
But if we do get that, we'll have to revise the budget, I would imagine.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay.
Why would we revise the budget?
Yeah.
I guess that's my thought process is, if we receive a bunch of money between January and next July.
Well, it's going to be in phases how we receive that money. It won't be one lump sum. It'll be, you know, we have to first get to 100%. They won't release any funds until we have 100% design. Mm-hmm. Then, and that's scheduled to be completed in January. So once the design is completed, we will know more as far as how much of the funding is going to be available for the first phase of construction.
Okay. So we won't have to revise anything. We can just go with the budget we have now.
Correct. And then as we go and find out the terms of the loan, then we'll we may decide then whether or not we're going to make adjustments or not.
Okay.
And David?
Bill, you said something about the board will vote in January. Which board is that?
That's the Water Resource Control Board.
It's the California CWRB.
Yes.
Thank you.
Mr. Schumann, you had a comment.
Like the president, I'd like to create something about this one because I dealt to state. The state like to have a paper, whatever it's been. So you send us a paper like I was talking with Bill today, like we need to claim the $400,000 we paid for California Aurora for the engineering study, and the $800,000 due deck we're going to take it. So I told him we need to have a conversation with the state next week. Zoom with us. So I need to send it if it's got approval by July. I need to ask them if I can send the $400,000 to reimburse. But this is still a reserve for the sewer because this is how we're going to deal with it. But this one, me and Bill will talk about. Like I need to send the paper every time I pay for Dudek because Dudek will claim the $800,000 and it steps. They will not take it one shot. So I collect all the paper and send it for the state, so they send it the fund. But whatever amount comes, doesn't affect the budget for anything.
Oh, okay.
I'll put it in reserve until we've done the project for the sewer. Because their plan, they told us it's bad, and you sent me the ticket. It's bad. So I need to use the 1.2 as a working capital for us to do step by step where we go.
And all do everything you paid to Dudek and prior
yes.
has been capitalized.
Yes.
So it's not an expense.
Yes.
Okay. All right, thank you. Anything else, David?
So you just pointed out that these money, the expense of the sewer fund engineering is capitalized, not the expense. It's your
capital.
All right, well.
Capitalized and will be depreciated once the sewer system is placed in service.
Thank you. We put it only in CIB here like, to show how we're going to spend in sewer because I told the bill we didn't want to spend anything. We take a minimum, $85,000 only for one truck for sewer. They need only one truck. But
okay.
Honestly, we emphasize and focus to get the sewer plant running.
Okay.
Another question?
Yes, go ahead.
So I've lost that sheet here, but there's a thing about. So you like to keep, Mr. Schumann, this $3 million is your reserve, and you're at that now, and you're planning on spending.
The same thing last year, the same thing. I doing all,
I agree with the
GM all, I spent, but I refer it back.
And did you, I know you said you'd like to go back and forth between big years and little years to catch up. It was last year a big year or a little year?
For what?
For capital expenses that would be taken from reserves and paid backwards.
Yeah, we take it, as you see here in the slide, 1.1 for water was spent.
Yeah.
That was a lot?
Yes, yeah, a lot.
Yes. Right.
It was a big year. It was a big year last year.
Honestly,
a lot of expenses.
The boss, they told me to spend the $500,000 for water every year and $250,000 for sewer. This
and
our
and this year
city.
You're looking at, for water, half that much.
Yeah. And I'm not happy with that because we have a big expense coming.
And so you're concerned about the big expenses coming, so you're
not the expense, man. I better like to do always, to be honest, capital improvement, but
not expense,
but
yeah,
capital expenditures.
Yeah,
be careful not using that word. You're right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Anything else, Mr. Olson?
Nope.
Mr. Stamper?
Nope.
Mr. Davis?
A little question on the truck there for the wastewater, $85,000.
We won't spend that much.
Okay, well, the reason why I'm asking is because we've got two trucks for the water, you know, and that was $80,000 for two of those.
Yeah, no, it'll be probably half that.
Excellent, thank you.
Yeah,
we better just took that comment.
Good.
I put it very optimistic. The guy asked this question to get a Tundra, so I checked
sure.
Tundra,
no, okay.
But we try to take him down.
That's an easy one.
Vice President Prever?
Oh, no, I have no comment. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't have anything else.
So it would be for approval next meeting in May 20, please.
Unless we come up with something in the meantime, and we shouldn't, because right now is when we should do all of our questions.
Yes.
So make sure if you have questions, right now is the time.
Bingo games? Bingo. Bingo games, right?
That's right. All right. Well, then, if there's no more discussion, we will adjourn if there's a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Prefer. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Passes? 5-0. Our next meeting will be on the 20th. That'll be the regular meeting, and the agenda will be on that as an action item, or the budget will be on that as an action item.